I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Frustration grows as violence continues unabated in Manipur, India. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
state government is just so complicit in this. It's just amazing to see a state turn against their own residents in this way, launching what amounts to a very planned and well-executed ethnic cleansing.
Clashes between Manipur's Meitei and Kuki people groups have killed nearly 200 people. Bibles for the World began in Manipur, and its work continues there today. The ministry's 70-bed hospital offers God's love through health care.
We treated close to 2,000 patients free of cost in these 3 months, and we had 17 babies delivered out of the relief camps that have come to our hospital.
Join us in praying for an immediate end to the violence in Manipur. And most Americans have been affected by addiction. According to a recent poll, 2/3 of adults say either they or a family member has been addicted to alcohol or drugs. Sadly, less than half of those who report addiction in their families say that the person got treatment. The Lighthouse takes a biblical approach to addiction. Executive Director Brandon Bauer says,
we believe that it is primarily a spiritual problem rather than a physical or mental problem, because we are worshiping the creation over the Creator. Scripture says that when we replace something that we're created for, like a relationship with God, with something else, like relationships with drugs or alcohol, we call that idol worship.
If your loved one struggles with addiction, keep praying. Victory is possible.
Nothing is more amazing than to see a person whose life is devastated by addictions find hope and healing through Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.